This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Rose Cedar, SCDAR. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. Date was April 11, 2022. In paragraph, Mrs. Cedar was seen regarding herpes zoster, period. I had seen her about 2 weeks ago, and she was having herpes around the left eye, period. She did see her ophthalmologist shortly after I saw her, period. It is unclear from my notes whether it actually involved the eye, but she thinks it does, and there may have been decreased vision, period. We treated her with Orlais Cyclovir after we saw her, and then I don't think any other treatment was added from the ophthalmologic standpoint, period. She complains today of leptosis, and also there's some exudate from the scalp, period. She wonders if it's related to some ointment that she put around her eyes. And what I saw was dry, flake-like material on the left side of her scalp, period. I did not see any liquid drainage, period. She has some pain in the area of the scalp, more so than around the eye and the skin, but the redness around the eye is much relieved and much improved, period. In fact, I saw no redness, period. There's no vesicles anymore and no pustules, period. The redness at the tip of her nose is also resolved, period. She has a slightly decreased vision, period. I recommend that she follow up with the ophthalmologist, period. She says putting cold water on the scalp helps with the drainage, period. New paragraph, we also discussed her cholesterol, which was elevated. But her cholesterol was 207 and her LDL was low at 70 and her good HDL cholesterol was 88, period. She does use atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. And I stated to her that if she tolerates it well, she may continue, but if she doesn't, it's a reasonable thing to stop it at this point in time, period. Hyperlipidemia is a mixed hyperlipidemia. It seems stable now, period. She has hypertension. This is currently stable now with good readings, period. There's no headache or chest pain, period. There's no other specific complaints, period. She has history of seizures. Controlled with Keppra, period. She had TIAs in the past, and they have a slight stroke with mild left weakness, period. This is not severe, not hindering to her, period. The gastric soft reflux appears stable, period. She no longer uses protonics daily, period. She does use compression stockings knee-high for edema, period. This is her 12 hours a day, period. The paragraph review of system is negative for headache, chest pain, shortness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. So there's been no recent seizures, period. She has headaches. The past history is positive for hypertension, cerebrovascular disease, TIA, seizure disorder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Pulse 104, respiratory rate 16. Blood pressure 110 over 72. O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck, the rash is almost completely gone, period. There's possibly still exudate from the scalp. There's a bit of pain. New paragraph, lungs and cardiovascular exam were unremarkable, period. Abdomen was soft and non-tender, legs had mild edema. The left eye had some ptosis. The paragraph, there were a few residual scabs in the face, period. The paragraph assessment plan 1, she is most part over her herpes zoster, but still has bits of pain and a few areas of scars and some exudate from her scalp. Period. Thus, I will order acyclovir, 850 milligrams TID. It's valacyclovir, 1 gram TID for another 5 days. Period. For constipation, I added colase 200 milligrams daily, as she reported that was bothering her. Period. Hypertension is stable, I'll continue Norvasc 10 milligrams daily. Period. The cerebrovascular disease is stable, I will continue Plavix 75 milligrams daily, plus Lipitor 10 milligrams daily. Period. She's a very good lipid panel. Period. She has seizures, I'll continue Keppra 250 milligrams BID. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.